Dark side, light this bitch up.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Bros Think Big podcast. This is the show where we talk about the simple and yet complicated ideas of self-improvement. Tune in and let's watch as we all become the best version of ourselves that we've always dreamed of.
Yes, sir.
Today, we're going to be talking about change. We're going to touch upon three topics today. First is going to be resistant to change, managing change, and then how we're going to touch upon how change is inevitable. Okay? And to start off with resistance, it's human nature that you don't want to change. You want to stay what you're already comfortable with, what you're familiar with. Because it's kind of it's psychology. There's neuroscience that backs it up where we fear what we aren't familiar with. And that's where the whole idea of change, us fearing change, stems from in the first place. And there's lots of ways to touch up on it. And there's so many things we're going to have to look over. So we hope you guys enjoy. So, resistance to change. Like I mentioned earlier, it's a natural human response to the unknown and this uncertainty that comes with change. It's important to understand why people resist change, how to identify resistance, and how to address it effectively. So for the first part, as of why people resist change, this is pretty simple. People don't want to have to deal with things they're not comfortable with. The comfort zone is widely known amongst humans as something that we prefer to stay in. For many of reasons, it's just what keeps us happy, it's what keeps us satisfied. How to address it effectively is a different topic, where we'll touch up on that later. Does anyone else have anything to say?
I mean, yeah, that is true. Like, a lot of people really don't want to change because they're scared. It's the uncomfortable zone that you have to get out of from. I mean, it's the comfortable zone that you have to get out of to get to uncomfortable zone. And a lot of people really feel comfortable in being where they are. And outside of that comfortable zone is failure. That's what comes next. Because once you step out of it, you're going to start failing. Because you're unfamiliar with the things that you're going to face. And that's what we are all afraid of.
Very good point. I didn't even think of that. But failure is what people naturally fear. So it makes sense.
People fear what they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing as why people are afraid of the dark, why people are afraid of the sea is... you have no idea what's behind it. Just sort of, again, it's programmed in our heads from the day we were born to just fear what we don't like or what we don't know. And the reality is, if you're not happy at where you are at this moment, that means your change is required at some degree. Whether it's a small change or whether it's a huge change, if you're not where you want to be, the only reason is because you haven't changed. I mean, of course, maybe there's exceptions of you're working your way up, but if you don't constantly adapt, that's also why it changes. So people are scared to adapt. That's the right word, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think people also fear the outcome. They don't focus on the process. In that process, I think a lot of people have to really think about getting better. Because that in process, you have to try to get better, change yourself. Because that in that process, you will tell yourself, the process will tell you what to change. And you got to work on that changing. So the outcome will change. You know, so you have to focus less on the outcome, more on the process. So you can change. That's just what I think.
Mm-hmm. To me, the greatest discovery of all time is that a person can change their future by merely changing their attitude. So if you can just have a positive mindset with that type of thing, you'll be able to embrace change a lot more comfortably. I know I didn't pronounce that word right. Suck my
cock. Yeah, exactly. Wait, you have to start from the...
I said it comfortably. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, dude.
Yeah, that's why you have to start from little things, changing little things in your daily life. What you feel comfortable with, you have to try to... get uncomfortable with it, try something new with it, and then really understand what change brings, what kind of emotions, what kind of fear. And once you understand what happens during that change, you're going to apply it to bigger stuff. And that's what self-growth really is.
Mm-hmm.
This is directed towards the audience, but if you are listening to this and you're like, I don't need a change because you have a high ego, reality is even the big companies have to change, which I'm going to cover into, is there's one specific company. It was the name of BlackBerry, depending on what age you were. Personally, I have no idea what it was, but apparently, so at one point there were 80 million BlackBerry users in the world, including the likes of Barack Obama, so roughly around his presidency is when it was like really hitting. In the mid to late 2000s, the primary mode of business and personal communication was carried out by BlackBerry Messenger. So you can tell it was a big deal at a lot of customers. And what happened, which was unfortunate, is it didn't adapt. It was like, it had the same ego, basically, as any of us guys, where they were like, no, I don't want to change. We're doing well. We're doing good enough. And what happened is iPhone, right? BlackBerry ignored touchscreen-based technology, and Apple started to dominate the market. And how this happened is BlackBerry was 3 years behind on Siri technology, and by 2016, the market share dropped to 0.2%. So in less than 5 years, I believe it was, it just went south, just plummeted. And it's really simple. They didn't adapt. They were a little too confident. They were cocky. And guess what? Now they got $0.
That's what you gotta look for, to change all the time. Mm-hmm. All the time, dude.
There's always, we all can name one flaw that we have. You gotta change something in order to fix that flaw. Whether you have everything in the world, there's always something you don't have. And in order to accomplish this thing.
My big thing that comes to my head is waking up early in the morning.
You gotta change it, man. Yeah. That's what you really want.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta face it.
Yeah, and if you're not willing to change, then somebody else will, and you will see the results in them because they made that step of changing, and you did it. That's all it takes.
Very true, very true.
That step to, kind of like being brave to take that step. And,
yeah.
You know, step into the unknowing what, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And from taking the step, we're going to shift to managing change.
Yes.
Which is a big thing. It's not just acknowledging you need a change, but it's the idea of, okay, how do you maintain this? How has this not become just a one-time thing where, for example, in Georgie's case, he wakes up one day at 7 a.m. or something. I don't know exactly what time he wakes up. One day he wakes up 7 a.m. and then doesn't go back the next day to whatever his original was. Sash, are you very passionate on this?
I mean, as far as managing the change, I have 4 steps that I would recommend, and it's always a step-by-step process. First is identifying the change, the need for it. 2 is developing a plan for it. 3 is learning to communicate about it. And then 4th would be just monitoring the progress. Identifying is always going to be the first step for anything. It just makes sense too. You need to, after that comes developing the plan. This is where you kind of have to start thinking how you can implement certain changes in it. As far as little plans, what Sadula says, implement little things first, because those are the most simplest. And then how you do one thing is how you do everything. So you can bank off of that and you'll learn that. Communicating is pretty simple. You just need to be, you need to be able to communicate with people. It's powerful skill in life. So people want to be social. Honestly,
I like that, communicating, because like that's what I said, waking up in the morning. I talked to you guys the day. I was setting up the alarm. I wanted to wake up at 7. Usually I wake up at 10. I was setting up at 7. Now that's a big step from 10 to 7. So they told me to change it to 9:30, then 9, then 8:30. Go down slowly. I tried that. It does work, because you always need someone to help you out with stuff. You know, you can't be there's always going to be someone with a better idea that might work. So it's a great thing you said, man. You need to really communicate with people that could give you advice that you can take and improve on. So I really love that.
Exactly. And then monitoring the progress is also crucial, just because you want to be able to keep track and know the path you're on. You want to have a steady pace and etc.
Yeah. A lot of people might also be thinking, how do I know that I need to change? You know, what is it that I need to change?
Mm-hmm.
And I really like Jim Carrey says this a lot. He says one way is depression. And as bad as it sounds, that's true. A lot of people may be depressed, have anxiety, not feeling happy in their lives. So that's like one indicator that you really need to change. He says a lot of people look at depression in a negative way, but if anything, it's good. You have to see a lot of positive from it. Kind of like your body's kind of like telling you that this avatar that you're playing, you need to stop that and be your real self. Find your true passion, your motive in life, what really keeps you happy, what really keeps you going. Sadness and sorrow is just a normal thing that us humans have. But depression, that's a whole different thing. That's like really...
deep,
like,
right?
Yeah, it's really deep. It's like you're beating up yourself for being sad. It shouldn't be the case. It's like you really just don't like the lifestyle that you're living. You really don't like where you're at. So that's one way to really indicate that you need to change and make that step.
There's very, very, like, changing doesn't have to be hard. You can make it easier. I find that setting SMART goals works often, and I'm not saying SMART, I'm saying, like, I'm using it as the acronym. I learned this in my business class that I'm in, and it's SMART, which is like specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time bound. Those types of goals are what you want to be aiming for, and it's really not that hard. It's simple stuff like this that can help you prepare for the storms.
I mean, most people, famous people, did put a lot of work in what they were doing. Put work after work. You know, that work brought them the change, right? Improved on something. You know, obviously there was some luck thrown in and here and there, but I mean, that's just how it works. It's a natural thing.
Yeah.
You just got to keep on working on yourself, making the change, really, if you want the results to be changed. Otherwise, it's really not going to work. You need to really move on to different steps. You can just keep on doing the same thing. I mean, the results will show you too.
Back to sort of what Sadol was talking about with the depression, not specifically talking about depression, but one mindset thing that I've developed where I think I'm getting better and better is that every single thing that happens in life is an opportunity. Like some say, I kind of believe the message of it's God telling you something on how to improve or whatever the situation is, you know what I mean? Whereas, even if you're at your biggest low, that's when you learn the most. So even if you are depressed at the moment, if that's what you're going through, you have so much, you have to learn that it's a message of something. Someone's trying to tell you something, whether it's yourself or whether it's someone above, there's something going
life
through.
Is basically
exactly.
You.
Life is teaching you. And when we learn to accept change, it is reassurance that bad times will not last forever. Change is the first step. Especially when you're in the biggest low, it's like, God, like, I sit in my bed, spending 3 hours on TikTok every day in the morning. Like, all right, something's got to change, and that's where it starts.
Dude, I always
that's
think of it
know
this
won't
way.
Last
you know,
forever.
I always think of it this way. I'd rather work my ass off right now than when I'm like 30 and just have fun right now, go party and do all that stuff, and then when I'm 30, I actually start like doing double as much work. Because that's what you're going to need. So I'd rather just work right now than do it when I'm like 30, you know? Really make the change right now.
Yeah, and it all leads to how change is inevitable. It's, I mean, Josh, I think you can touch up upon this.
I mean, it's really simple. Whether you like it or not, change will happen at some point. Whether it's a personal circumstance or whether it's a outside circumstance. And what I mean by this is, like, no matter what, no matter if you like your iPhone 12, there will be an iPhone 16 at some point. You know, you can't change that shit. And that's reality. And same thing goes for, like, if you're trying to get in a better mood, sometimes life happens and it hits you like a fucking truck. That's just how life works. Someone's going to die. Someone's going to...
You have to get up, walk off, and run.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's a message. It's a message. It's not a pretty message, but that's when you learn the most. And it's
just like in the indie movies. They get hit by a truck, they still start running. that's just how it's, you got to put your mind to it like that. You know, it might not be realistic, but listen, you got to think unrealistically to reach like your highest potential.
Yeah,
whatever
kind of trick your mind, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, the thing you brought up with trust your gut, like that shit's real. I watched a video on Instagram. And this guy was talking like deep into the psychological thing, why people say trust your gut. So, like, don't quote me on this, but it's I'm just going to explain how I understood it. So this guy said there's this nervous system that we have coming from our subconscious mind all the way down to our gut, right? That's why they call it gut. So it's somewhere here that is really the point of kind of like your mind telling you what to do subconsciously, what move you should make, what something that you really want, what you desire deep down. And that's what why people say trust your gut. So you really have to kind of like listen to yourself, what it's telling you, because that's something deep down that you want to do, but you're just afraid to make that step.
David Goggins is a perfect example to that. He always, I mean, one of the Joe Rogan podcasts I watched, he was saying there that one side of him was saying, don't do it. You know, he was scared. His body was like paralyzed. He was not going to do it. Other side was like, he explained it this way, as the other side just telling him, get up, you pussy, or, you know, like that strong thing that pushed him to do something that was uncomfortable for him. So for you to, so for him to not be lazy, fat ass, as he called himself, he had to make a change. He had to get up from his couch, stop eating bad stuff, and start working out, doing the stuff that he, especially with water, he was really uncomfortable with that. And he was in Navy, so he had to like swim a lot and stuff. That got him strong because he overcame something he was fearful for many years, dude. Many years. If not that change, he wouldn't be a person that we call right now different breed. You know, that's just it's not that he's something in him, obviously it is, but he made that change to become that breed that he is right now. You know? I mean, I had that conversation with
him. With this, he looked in the mirror and saw a fat ass. He was a fat ass at the time where he started.
Yeah.
He had to acknowledge it. It goes back to Sasha's four steps, but he already went over it. But the reality is, in life, things are going to happen. No matter what, life around you is going to change. 10 years ago, I didn't think an electric car would fucking be existent. But here we are with an electric car. Whether I don't want it or not, AI is going to be way more advanced in the future. In 10 years, God knows what's going to happen. So you're going to have to adjust to what the economy happens.
Mm-hmm. So basically,
that's how people lose jobs, is they don't adjust to what's happening in the world.
Perfect example is, as you're saying, whether we wanted that thing to happen, electric cars coming, or the AIs or taking over or whatever, just like same thing, whether you want it or not, you have to make a change. Mm-hmm. Whether you like it or whether you don't, that's just the rules of the life.
Stop letting emotions.
You don't want to change, you're not going to change. You want to change, you are going to change. So it's always keep it as simple like that.
If there's 7 billion people on this planet, everybody wants to be a businessman, but the person that's going to make the move to what it takes to be a businessman in those uncomfortable situations to make that money and, you know, all that kind of stuff, that's the person that's going to succeed. And you're going to see them succeed, so you're going to be like, oh shit, I should have done this, but you didn't. That person did it. So that's like one indicator that you have to make that move. Yeah. And we know a lot of stories. We've heard many of them. That how people were in their comfortable zone, stepped into an uncomfortable zone, a lot of failures, but that's really kept them going. Listen, so it's not like we don't have any stories to go from, you know?
I'm sure if we all, like right now, think about what we changed ourselves into, I'm sure we're really proud of ourselves. I mean, even the small changes we made from last year. I mean, listen, I'm proud of what I did, what I wasn't doing last year that I'm doing this year. You know, I'm more productive. I'm really reflecting on myself more than I used to. You know, back in the days when I would make a mistake, I would really not like ask myself what is the change that I need to do, because I wanted to look at it as I didn't want it to be doing that, because then I would feel uncomfortable. But now I just don't care about that anymore, because I really do think, as much as I don't want to just say you know, it's not gonna happen. No, listen, it's going to happen. You're going to be uncomfortable with things whether you want it or not. So, I mean, you really have to put your mind to it and be really confident in yourself too, facing that uncomfortable things and becoming comfortable with it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you guys are the same way too.
And at the end of the day, the only thing that won't change is the fact that change is still inevitable. So if you're going to experience it, my best advice, do it with a smile on your face. Find the humor in it. It's the best thing I can say.
Love life.
Exactly.
Love and the life is gonna love you.
That's not true, but
well, I think it is.
In a way,
not
your
life
problems.
That's
life, you know.
But
know,
see,
yeah.
One, see,
that's
beautiful. That, exactly, those stuff define who we are. Those stuff make us strong. Why are some people that are going through, like trouble in the early ages, but then become like really great people? Because those events define who we are. You know, the life is, the problems that life brings to us is the person that we become later on.
So that's what makes it good,
yeah,
in a negative manner.
I like to think of it as the thinker and the doer. You know, some of these events will happen to you, and if you just think about it and you just think, I'm going to do this and that, and then you never do any of it, you're going nowhere. Gotta do what you say.
So, yeah.
Live up to your
raise
word.
The change, adapt to it, do
to
whatever it.
It
takes, and you will see the results.
Exactly.
All right, let's wrap it up, boys. All right, let's wrap it up.
Quote of the day. I would like to present the quote of the day because
I
feel special.
I'm presenting the quote. Let's
go.
What the hell?
The quote of the day is, your life does not change by chance. It gets better by change. I mean, what
so
else
before,
do I need to
so
say?
Before
like,
you say that somebody's lucky because they're there, no, they weren't. They're not any luckier than you are. All you have to do is go through the change, and that's what they did.
A lot of people expect their change to be through a lottery, but guess what? That's one in like 10 million. You want to really change? Do it yourself. Hard way.
A shout out.
Let him talk.
Keep It Up, Bros. By.
Yeah, that's the name I was talking
someone
about.
Someone wrote it sloppy, dude.
May it Ascensio. Close enough, wherever you are, respect for that name, I like it. And with that,
shut
guys.
Shut the hell up, no, you don't.
First of all, keep it up, bros. Guys, make sure you comment.
Sauce, you can't
send love to
minutes.
Give you guys a shout out. We love to hear from you guys. You know, it's the little things
opinion.
That. We appreciate it. We really do, because without you guys, we're going nowhere, right? You guys are the reason we're here.
Yeah, and guys, let us know what you're interested in, the topics you guys want us to talk about, something we want to touch back to, what you're confused about. And yeah, with that, think big, grow big.
Peace.